Hey, what's going on, my friends? It's Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary. And you guessed it, my friends. We have yet another amazing guest. His name is, hey, Dave, welcome to the show. It's Dave Sharp. It's actually me. I'm going to be interviewing myself. No, I'm just going to be talking to you here this morning. Giving you a few updates, not keeping you on here as long as normal because we've got a lot of exciting things going on in the background that we're working on pushing live right now as we speak. Some things we've been talking about, including a brand new challenge, new compliance updates to our affiliate program, unique opportunities to be a part of a, company and a movement who is, on the forefront of digital marketing education, both from a conversion standpoint and also a compliance standpoint. It is an exciting time to be a digital marketer. It's an exciting time to be a part of Legendary. One of the things that I've learned over the years of doing digital marketing and being in this career is that, if you're not growing, you're dying. And, our initiative here at the beginning of the year, and every year we have these, and I recommend that, each one of you, kind of think about doing this, even if you're just starting right now or haven't done this at the beginning of the year. What are the things that you want to accomplish this year? Every year I make a goals, list, and I write out the things that I want to accomplish. And then at the end of the year, I get to review those things and determine whether, how well I did. And then I set an initiative, an overall kind of big initiative for what I want to accomplish in the year. Right. And this year with our business with Legendary, the big initiative was that we want to evolve in combine awesome compliance with conversions. And we had a few situations here over the last month or so that helped us to speed up that process and know that we were in the right direction, heading in the right direction. We're unique in the sense that, and I like to approach things uniquely, that turning struggles into strengths, right? So there's no situation that could happen to me or us that we can't learn something from, or that we can't turn that negative into a positive or that struggle into a strength. And so there's been some things that have happened here over the last month or so that have helped us to learn a lot and to be sure that we were on the right path in terms of, working on conversions as well as compliance stuff. And we've made some tough decisions, as many of you know, over the past month or so of, some people that we did some business with and some people that represented our company, we decided to part ways with them and move in a different direction because our visions about how to run our business, about how to represent our brand and market our products didn't align. And that was a big decision. And so right now, Legendary is growing right in front of you into the next best version of itself. And we're doing that by sharing that journey right along with you all. And this morning, it's just going to be me on the show kind of talking about a few of those things, right? Few of those updates that are coming here. We're about to launch a brand new challenge. It's going to be a 5-day challenge. I'm not going to let you know the name of it yet. You'll see it as soon as it goes live. That 5-day challenge, including a new sales page, including a new sales video, is some of the best work that we've ever done. The core focus for us in launching this new challenge was put on the product itself, not particularly on the marketing, right? That's one of the first things that's important to us, is not to have awesome marketing, but a crappy product. And so, we have great marketing as always. We also have an exceptional product, and we took our 15-day challenge, and we compressed it and condensed it into 5 days, with all filler, or excuse me, all killer, no filler. Not that there was any filler before. At least I thought it was all. But we said, how can we teach all of the most important things in a 5-day process so people can come in and get everything that they need. And then absolutely we have our business blueprints. They are our flagship program. That is the program that we market to everybody who comes into our program, our platform. It is the program or the product that we invest the majority of our time with our clients, making updates to, getting it relevant, all of that, and giving those updates for free to those existing customers of the blueprints. So after those 5 days, of course, you know, we will say, hey, if you want to continue working with Legendary and you want us to help implement all of this stuff, you can work with us in the business blueprints. Or you can take all the awesome stuff that you've learned and you can implement it on your own. You can still be a part of our community. And that's sort of always been our message in the challenge. But now it's going to be at the end of 5 days instead of in the middle of 15 days, we'll introduce that product, that program. By the way, we're exceptionally proud of the Business Blueprints. That's been our core flagship product now for many, many years. We've invested a ton of time and a ton of energy and a ton into our blueprint students and clients. And so we're going to continue sticking with that program as our main flagship program that we introduce people to as they're going through our brand new 5-day challenge. Somebody said, how much is it? It's going to be $1 a day, $5 to get started with that challenge. And that's going to be something that will hopefully be worth it in brand new people's eyes to part with $5 for 5 powerful days to learn the concepts that we teach here at Legendary Marketer. Now, remember, the concepts that we teach at Legendary have not changed and are not changing. Only the format, right, and the amount of days and some of the elements of our affiliate program that we've updated, particularly on the compliance side, okay? And I'll talk about some of those things here in just a moment, most of which you already know. The core foundation of what we teach is still information products in the core 4 ways to sell information online. And this will be a great refresher for some of you who, you know, are flip-flopping or wishy-washy or new or unclear about what we believe in here and what we think are the smartest ways to start a business, whether you're new or experienced, right? And that's with information products, digital products, right? Things selling knowledge versus selling physical products. And the reason why that is just because, you know, we saw, for example, on the extreme end, how difficult it can be to sell physical products during the pandemic. On the not so extreme end, I mean, drop shipping, selling physical products that you have to, I mean, it takes a lot of time, energy, investment to invent, manufacture, ship, warehouse physical products. It's just, it adds elements to your business that most entrepreneurs are not equipped, not trained to handle. I'm not. I have no idea how to, you know, what goes into the logistics and the manufacturing and the shipping. I mean, of a quality product, not just some crap that is being shipped from China or something that's being taught in some crappy drop shipping course or some crappy e-commerce course. Hey, you can sell these crappy products to people and make tons of money, right? Well, look, I don't want to sell crappy products. I don't know about you. I mean, for me, what I sell and how I sell it matters to me. If I'm making tons of money, but I'm selling a piece of crap or I'm selling it in a crappy way, I don't like that. That's not a great business to me. You know, so some of you in these, for example, the compliance changes that we've been making, we've had a lot of people that have pushed back. We've had to cut ties with people who refuse to stop, you know, making extreme income claims and making it seem like it was easy or everybody could do it, or not focusing on education or edutainment, but only talking about money, money, money. And just, it's like, look, man, you know, not only is compliance important and we need to regulate ourselves and be the adults in the room so we don't have to have other people hold us accountable or other agencies or anything like that, we got to be the adults in the room. The other part of that is that I got to feel good about what I'm selling and how I'm selling it. That has to go hand in hand with the money that I'm making, right? And so one of the reasons why, you know, we teach selling information is because you can put out a quality product. You can put out a quality program. You can put on a quality event. You can put out a quality course. You can put out a quality coaching program. You can find quality products that you know have value outside of reselling them, right? There's been this huge wave of people getting into these resell schemes, and there's no value outside of the product except for reselling the damn thing. It's a freaking, it's a pyramid scheme. That's once you learn what is, you learn the ropes and understand about building quality products and having standalone products that have value outside of being a business opportunity, it's hard to turn back into some of those schemey underground lower level kind of biz op schemes. And so again, the reason why we have stayed teaching the core four ways to sell information online is because they allow you to build a business that you can be proud of, a business that you know you can that you can improve. If you have a client that's not getting results, you can work with that client. You can allow that client extra access. You can do things. You can make a difference. Same thing at an event. Our events here at Legendary, we sync everything that we have into those to answer questions. They're not like these, I've been to these events where, every speaker is pitching something from stage, and people come to our events and they're skeptical. They're wondering, am I going to get, is every speaker going to be a hardcore pitching, asking me to run to the back of the room for some $10,000 or $20,000 thing? And it's like, there's none of that at our events, because if we're not doing a presentation that's teaching you something, we're literally just answering questions, doing Q&A, fielding questions, interacting with actually the attendees, right? Or we're networking, or we're having lunch. I mean, we're just investing into people the way that we would want to be invested into in an event. Same with our coaching. When we do elements of coaching inside of our blueprints, we have two coaching calls every day. Many of you know the fantastic and legendary Ryan and Drew, and Paula as well. We are answering questions. We are wanting to make sure that you folks understand these skill sets, and that's why we love this business model. Not only can we create a quality course, and that's what we've done. It's what we've always tried to do, and I believe we've done. But that's certainly what we've done with this new 5-day challenge. And we love the business model of affiliate marketing, right? Because you can go out, you can find those same sorts of products, and you can market those. And there's all kinds of products in so many niches that you can find and market as you learn how to eventually have your own courses, coaching program, or event, or you can just continue to do affiliate marketing. And look, you can also do affiliate marketing for physical products or other products that you're associated with. I'm not saying that you can't. Most companies have affiliate programs. Amazon does, Walmart does. Most big companies, if you go to the bottom of their website, they have an affiliate program. And if they have, good quality physical products, then I'm all for promoting them. I'm just not, for me personally, I'm not into the let's start a drop shipping or e-commerce business just for the hell of it to sell hot trending products, which are really just crappy mugs and stuffed animals and t-shirts and fidget spinners from China that people are going to get on their doorstep and go, what is this garbage? You know, or it's going to break, you know, come on. You know, for me anyways, I got to know that the product that's being delivered is a quality product. That's just where I'm at, who I am. And it's the values that we have here in Legendary. I happen to not be the only one, you know, our whole team is full of people like that. It doesn't have to be the best product in the world. Doesn't have to, you know, this doesn't mean we have to be perfectionist to the point of that we don't launch or don't market. Look, there's always going to be somebody better or somebody ahead of you. That doesn't mean that you don't launch. That doesn't mean you don't learn along the way. It doesn't mean you don't get better, strive to get better. But there's a difference between selling crap and selling something quality, no matter what the product is. And so I said all that just to say that we've stuck with our core curriculum. This is what we teach here with the core four ways to sell information online, and every strategy that we teach to sell is what I've done for 13 years. It's what, you know, it's what our team who's implemented these core four business models has done. It's, you know, it's what the most successful marketers that I know that have been doing it for a long time, even before I came online, have done. You know, I learned these strategies from somebody as well, but they've worked for me. And they continue to work, and they don't go out of style. You know, selling a course, you can sell it different ways, you can deliver it different ways, but it's selling a course is a core product that people understand outside of the internet. I mean, people have been taking courses in universities you know, in different ongoing education platforms for decades. You know, I mean, higher education through university and so forth is one of the most expensive and often sold products in our country and around the world, right? Selling courses. I'm going to take a course. I'm going to take multiple courses. I'm going to get a degree. So this is our core. This is what we teach here. This is what we do. This is also what we eat our own cooking. And I think that's really important. I'll continue to sort of harp that into the future, is that you really have to pay attention when you're learning e-commerce from somebody, but they're making millions of dollars from selling you a course. Where's the money really being made? You know, and are they really making millions of dollars or whatever they're claiming doing e-commerce? A lot of them aren't, right? They're making all their money from selling courses and coaching programs, but they're teaching you to go chase your tail doing drop shipping, e-commerce, things of that nature, or whatever they're teaching, right? Selling books on Kindle, you know, being a local marketing agency, you know, doing social media marketing, like, but they're making their money from selling you coaching and courses, right? So you have to follow the money, and you have to be discerning and, you know, just use common sense when you're looking to learn something and you're looking at who you're going to learn it from. How are they making their money? Are they making money from selling courses? I can tell you that, you know, the majority of online marketers, if you see their marketing, they're making money from selling courses and coaching and doing events. Regardless if they're teaching you how to, I mean, this has been run rampant in the real estate industry, the real estate coaching industry for a long time, where these guys, I'm going to say guys, because, you know, I've never seen a gal doing it, you know, we'll go from hotel to hotel and be teaching real estate investment strategies and how to wholesale real estate. But the truth is that they're just making all their money from pitching real estate coaching to people in hotels, and they go from hotel and city to city to city. Very few of them are actually doing what they're teaching, you know, which is mind-boggling and so misleading, right? And so You know, it's important for us to eat our own cooking. It's important to teach you the things that we know how to do well. And I think that it's important for anybody who wants to have a long-term career in online marketing to establish truth and trust with your audience early and often. And so, so that is our core curriculum. That's the foundation of what we teach. We're sticking with that. And we're going to be launching a new 5-day challenge. It's literally in the final stages of just being tested here right now. So it'll be live definitely ASAP. I don't want to say in the next like day, but it could be any moment now. So just kind of keep your eyes out. I want to switch gears a little bit. There's two sides of our business. It is not required for you to be an affiliate of our company to go through our education. I want to be very crystal clear about that. We just have so many people who go through our education and have a good experience and say, hey, I'm starting in online marketing. I don't really have a niche yet. I'm not married to anything. And I think I'm just going to get into the online marketing niche and I'm going to market products like Legendary, other software, other services. And so I want to address our affiliates here and those of you who either were affiliates in the past or are affiliates now. Any affiliate that we had deactivated in the past because they had not made a commission in 90 days, we have allowed you recently within the last like 48 hours to reapply. And we've made all of our affiliates reapply. But I just wanted to make a special kind of mention for those of you who thought that you were getting kicked out of our affiliate program. We were just deactivating anybody who hadn't made a commission in 90 days. And that way we could sort of clean up our database, get our email list down to not have, you know, tons of people on it that weren't actually actively promoting our programs. And make everybody go through a brand new compliance training as well as an updated affiliate agreement. And so that is all up now for you. You can go into your back office if you would like to be an affiliate. If you wouldn't and you just enjoy our education, we love that and that's fine. And, you know, the majority of the customers inside of our platform do that, right? Are not affiliates of Legendary. But for those of you who are, you can go back through our, you can click on your affiliate tab in the back office, as well as probably check your email and see some emails where we've been notifying you of this update. And you can re-sign our affiliate agreement, sort of our updated affiliate terms, which is a very similar move to when you log in to many platforms, including Apple on your phone, and they've got updated terms. We've made a few changes in those terms, updated them with a new attorney. So he's rewritten those for us. Not any super big changes, but always read terms, always know what you're signing up for. As well, you're forced to watch our compliance training. The reason why we're forcing people to watch our compliance training is because before we weren't forcing people, and I have a hunch they never watched it because their marketing told that story. And so, you know, we had a lot of affiliates last year who came into our platform. It was difficult to manage everyone. And so that's another reason why we've cut down our affiliate base, significantly cut ties with our biggest affiliates, which has been a huge revenue decreaser for Legendary, right? But again, it's about aligning values. It's about, are we on the same path and how we want our brand to be represented in the marketplace? And so you have an opportunity, all of you, to go back through and reactivate once you watch that and review and sign new terms. Our affiliate program is still closed and it has been closed. We have not been accepting new affiliates now for almost a month. We will open this back up soon. Okay, if you want to be an affiliate for Legendary, you're brand new, you came into our program in the last month or so, I would recommend that you focus on either a different niche, or you focus, if you want to work in the online marketing niche, you focus on building your audience and creating content, not just rushing into an affiliate program thinking that if you have a link, you're suddenly in business. You're not, right? You're not. Just because you have an affiliate link doesn't mean that you're in business. It also doesn't mean just because you're active in an affiliate program that you know how to create content that converts or is compliant. So you need to practice creating content and creating marketing material and building an audience and building goodwill with that audience. So when you do have something that you want to promote, you actually are going to make sales with it. The other thing that you can do is you can begin setting up your funnel, right? You can begin setting up your landing page and your bridge page and working on your free giveaway and generating leads, building your email list. One of the things for most of you that would increase your results no matter what products or niches that you're in is if you would stop worrying so much about what the hell it is that you're selling and focus more on generating leads. The reason why is because you're always going to offer somebody something of value in exchange for their email address, or they're not going to give it to you, right? People don't just go around handing out their email address on the internet. So you need to give people something of value. You need to give them a download. You need to give them a free PDF. You need to give them a one-page 5 top strategies for XYZ. You need to give something away in exchange for their email address. So work on that. Work on generating and building your list. And I would challenge all of you, even if you have affiliate links or you have things that you're selling, no matter what niche it is, that you focus on that. Because way too many of you are worried about, what am I selling? And that bleeds into all of your marketing material. You're desperate to make sales before you learn the art of providing value. And it is an art. It's not a science. If it was a science, if it was a math problem, we'd all have mastered it and everybody would be billionaires. It's an art. So you have to learn the art of delivering value, creating good edutainment, as we teach in the Business Blueprints. And as we deliver here, right? I'm doing it right now, right? I mean, I'm not just saying, you guys can make a ton of money. Make sure that you get signed up. I've made $10 million in the last 5 seconds and you can too. That's bullshit marketing. That's hype. That's what creates skepticism in people. And that also sets unrealistic expectations. So take some time if you're new, or even if you are affiliated with affiliate programs like ours or anybody else, to work on delivering value, creating edutainment, having something valuable to give away in exchange for somebody's email address. When you're generating a lead, think about giving somebody something that's 10 times more valuable than what you're getting from them. And you're getting something pretty valuable. You're getting something that people are paying every single day $4 to $5 for to generate a lead using like Facebook ads or Google ads or, right? So you need to give them something that's worth 20, 25, 30 bucks, right? Think about it like that. Like, what is something that you can give them that's worth 20 bucks, 25 bucks? Yeah, put a little time into a dadgum ebook. It doesn't have to be 50 pages. It can be 5 pages. It could be 1 page. It make it bullet points. My top 10 ways, my top 10 signs, the top things to avoid. You know, you can use ChatGPT to help you come up with some of these ideas, to help you even write some of this stuff. We teach that in the Business Blueprints on our Decade in a Day workshop, where we do our best to try to slam a decade's worth of our experience into a day's worth of training. So that is the nuts and bolts of kind of what's going on and the efforts and the heart and the mindset behind it here at Legendary, and kind of where we're at. We've been one of the leading, if not the leading, education platforms in terms of the online marketing space here over the past few years, you know, and we are, you know, we are constantly evolving and growing, and we didn't get to be having careers in this business for this long by being stagnant or doing the same thing over and over again. You got to change, you got to evolve, you got to grow, you got to do uncomfortable stuff. And that's my invitation for all of you, is that it's time for every one of us to get uncomfortable, you know, to, even if you do have affiliate links, even if you do have funnels set up, to go back to the core values of marketing and say, look, how can I deliver more value, man? How can I pitch less? And how can I deliver more value? Because then when I do pitch, when I send an email out that does pitch something, people are going to feel indebted to me because I've delivered them so much value, because I've actually brought value to their life, to their business, right? Or whatever it is that I'm teaching. And so that's the heart and the mindset that we want, that we have, that we want our brand ambassadors and affiliates to have. And that's also the heart and the mindset that we teach inside of our products, is to learn the mechanics and the dynamics of marketing, of these business models, and of how to feel valuable and then be valuable, right? How to be valuable, how to learn to deliver value to people, and to enhance and improve their lives, no matter what it is that you're teaching or referring them to. And so that's what we're going to double down on. That's what we are doubling down on here at Legendary, and we hope to have a long, prosperous career doing so. You know, and that's certainly our plans. And that's although sometimes not the easier road, right? Because I've seen people in this business over the years jump from one hot scheme or scam to the next. And sure, there's quick cash grabs. If you get into that mindset, it's easy to kind of fall victim to that, you know, that sort of live by my last result. Like, what's hot? What, you know, what's the hot thing right now? But the question is can you create value and get people to buy just from your marketing and the value that you create, what you teach them, the value that you add to their lives, not just what's hot? I remember so many of these diets that have come out over the years, you know, from Atkins to Mediterranean, anybody ever, you know, South Beach, anybody ever done any other diets that, you know, it's always something. It's always something. And here in 2024, you know what helps you lose weight? Calories in, calories out. Burn more calories than you eat. It's just that simple. All this BS, all this, and you know what that boils down to? Just, you know, eating the proper mixture of macronutrients, which are just very simply your proteins, your carbs, and your fats. You know, if you want to have a good, healthy, you know, healthy, well-rounded diet, and be in a caloric, they call it a caloric deficit, less calories than you're, burn more calories than you're taking in. That's what loses weight. Doesn't matter. And honestly, you can eat nothing but pizza and ice cream if you eat less calories than what you burn throughout the day. The problem is that when you eat pizza and ice cream, it just makes you hungrier and you don't get full and you're miserable, right? Versus eating good, you know, proteins and fats and good, healthy, complex carbs like sweet potatoes and things of that nature. You know, you don't have to eat tons of those to be full and feel, you know, like you're sustained for the day or for until your next meal. So again, all the hype and all the trends and all the BS, it happens in every industry. But the question is can you learn the fundamentals? Can you learn how to be valuable? Can you learn how to educate somebody using edutainment, educate them in some form of an entertaining way? And you see me doing that in all kinds of different ways. I haven't thrown the hat today, but damn it, there it is. And I mean, whether you got to throw your damn hat on screen or whatever your shtick is or whatever your personality is or whatever, your routine is, or the schedule in which you kind of deliver content, or your format, or the theme of your content, or the theme of your page. You make it your own, you make it unique, you make it stand out, you make it valuable, and that's how you win. That's how you win. There's all the tricks, all the BS, it's here today, it's gone tomorrow. I've been in this industry long enough. I've seen it all come and go. I've seen it all come and go. And the problem with relying on what's the next hottest thing is that when that hot thing goes down, or it's no longer there, or it's not hot anymore, you don't know how to create income and value. And you don't have a list in people who follow you and believe what you're saying. So you got to get clear with, what are my values? Am I in this thing for the long term? Am I in this thing to really learn the strategies and skill sets and align my values with what I'm doing? Or I'm just flip-flopping to whatever everybody else is doing so I can, you know, hopefully, you know, not get left behind. That's no way to live a life. That's no way to build a business. And sometimes you got to lose money. Sometimes you got to walk away from opportunity, right? But in the end, you realize you haven't lost anything. You've gained dignity. You've gained trust of customers. You've gained, you've gained more business because people don't feel overwhelmed and confused by what you're doing. They trust what you're doing. And that's what we want. That's how to build a long-term career versus just a here today, gone tomorrow. Hey, I had some success this year, but now I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And you know, ultimately, each one of you has to make your own decisions about what you do with your business. And that really is something that's so empowering. Even your own challenges, you have to embrace them. They're my challenges. These are mine. I don't want somebody else's challenges. I want my challenges. I'm going to be grateful for my challenges today. This is my journey. Each one of you is experiencing your own journey right now. And you better enjoy the journey, because you're going to get to the destination and realize it's not all what it's cracked up to be. It's just another path. You get to the top of the mountain, and then that path starts back down the mountain on the other side. It's not like you get up to the top of the mountain and you just live there and stay there and it's like, oh, I've arrived. No, you come down. There's another path right on the other side. You come down and then you climb back up another one. And so, my friends, thank you so much for all the love and the support and being a part of our family and community here. It's so much fun. This entrepreneur journey for me is so much fun. I love it. It's why I do it. And I really invite all of you to fall in love with the process and the journey as well, because, you know, it's amazing. It's wild. It teaches you a lot about yourself, teaches you who you are, teaches you what you're made out of. And you all are made out of, as I always say, a lot more than what you think of yourself, because you don't really know yourself until you've challenged yourself, right? And you already have everything inside of you that you need to be the best version of yourself, to be successful. You know, it's just about sometimes sitting still and focusing and getting dialed in and saying, look, I need to tune out the noise. And I need to listen to what my head and heart says. What is my message? What do I want people to get from me? What do I want to deliver? What can I talk about passionately? You know, what can I get, even if I'm not married to this product or niche forever, what can I get started with in every day, be excited about getting up and delivering value to people, and fall in love with that. Fall in love with wanting people to get results with what you're doing, and not just flash in the pan results. Really learn something, really develop, really grow. It's a beautiful process. It's more than just a business that way, right? It becomes a lifestyle, right? You don't want to just a job that you own, that you got to go in and punch in, make the donuts and leave. You know, entrepreneurship can be so much more than that. If we align our values, align, you know, who we are, our personality into the business, everything, then it becomes us. And it's an extension of who we are. And then, you know, it's hard for you to tell when you're playing and when you're working, because everything kind of blends together. And that's what I found to be the most fulfilling aspect of this, and why I'm still excited about doing it 13 years later, amongst challenges and successes. It's all welcome in my world because it all teaches me something. It all gives me more perspective, more wisdom for the next chapter. With that being said, we're going to wrap, my friends. Have a fantastic day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another episode. Watch your email for updates from us about all of the things that we have going on. Ginger, you're too kind. Thank you so much. Mia, thank you. Thank you all for wonderful, supportive comments and so much love. I really appreciate it. You all are the best, and I'm proud and honored to be associated and connected with each one of you. Get out of here. Have a fantastic day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another episode of Wake Up Legendary. With that being said, get out of here. Peace.